Welcome to Cosmic Inspiration Radio, where we connect to the wisdom of the universe on Amazing Women of Power Radio. I'm Dr. Kelly Hunter, glad to be with you today, offering insights and practical guidance found in cosmic cycles and world mythologies that tell the eternal stories of our shared quest for meaning. How is your life story part of the larger story of this new millennium? We live in extraordinary times, a time to open our minds to new ways of thinking and being. My wish is to inspire you, to expand your horizons and explore new possibilities. When you change your story, you change your life. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is our three essential selves. I want to share with you some musings about the feminine path of self-awareness and women's wisdom. Some thoughts and perspectives I've been considering for many years from my own experience as a woman and gleaned from research in psychology and developmental psychology from women's spirituality and consciousness studies, and primarily from talking to people about their lives and experience, my women friends, my clients, my students. Almost everyone I talk to these days is in the midst of a change in their lives, some change or other. Are you? I know I am. And in part, it's a change in outward circumstances and situations. We certainly see this going on in the world all around us. There is just change and chaos everywhere. And in our personal lives, we may be questioning our jobs. We may be wanting to move. We may be wondering what's going on in relationships. Either we're questioning the one we're in or we're looking for one. But it's also a change in our inward perceptions, how we're thinking about things, our feelings, our insights. These are changing for all of us in this consciousness shift that we're in. Thankfully, many wisdom teachers are present these days to help us through these times. And many of them are saying that at the heart of this current birth, or rebirth of consciousness, like a renaissance, a rebirth, it's the awakening of the feminine, or the reawakening of the feminine, the heart intelligence. We need to balance the head with the heart, to unite the strength and clarity of the masculine with the compassion and intuitive wisdom of the feminine. Gender is not at all a clear issue these days. It's rather elusive. And I think it's because we are all experiencing a different balance in this male-female energy. Both men and women experience what we call masculine and feminine aspects of consciousness. These are complementary sides of our experience and of our consciousness. Sometimes we call them receptive, the feminine, and active, assertive, the masculine. Or sometimes they're associated with the right brain, the intuitive brain, and the left brain, the more cognitive, rational brain. But this is not the whole story, and nor is what I am going to present to you. But I hope this material is as useful to you as it has been to me in my awakening process, and continues to be. For many years, I've been interested in the question of what it means to be a woman in this day and age, since I am one. And through my own experiences and searching, I've learned more about myself and the possibilities of being a woman in this new age we're entering. I grew up in the 50s and into the 60s. The chaos of the 60s, when so much was stirring up, rather like today. So I was a teenager then and headed off to college in the middle of the Vietnam War, and I went to Woodstock and traveled around, and eventually I married and had children, and I got a job in higher education administration while I myself was studying and developing a work in consulting and teaching. In the early 80s, I was plunged into a deep, really dark period of my life and continued studying psychology as it was really helping me understand what was going on in my life. And along with creative expression, which was helping me work through also some of my obscure feelings and express parts of my despair, actually. This all helped me through a family death and divorce. And I was interested in what women scholars and psychologists were publishing about women's spirituality. Some were writing about goddess images, what we can call the divine feminine. I've loved mythology since I was a child, and so mythic interpretations and stories greatly appealed to me. So I read a great deal of this for my studies, and I continued to look into this material as I was finding it very useful in my work with other people. So today, through these many years of study, through my own experience and mostly what I learned from other people, I've come to recognize three essential aspects of our feminine consciousness that contribute to the wholeness of our experience for both women and men. For this is not just women's material, this is also for men. Though I speak primarily to women because of my background, but men are most welcome to listen in, because these phases of personal development are useful and universal to human experience for both men and women. And men will more deeply understand the feminine side of their own emotional growth and be able to appreciate more fully the women in their lives. And all of us will be able to gain more satisfaction and engage more deeply in relationships when we understand these different aspects of ourselves. The feminine side, after all, is the relational side. So, what do I mean by these three aspects? One is the moon self. The second is the Venus self. And then there is the Lilith self. My background is in astrology, astronomy, and myth, so I think in planets and stars and goddesses, but you don't need to know all that. I'm talking plain English with you right from the start, right from my heart. So what do I mean by the moon self? Moon is womb, is mother, is childhood. Moon refers to the very, very early pre-birth experience. We are tuning in even when we are just waking up in the womb. Through the sensations in the womb, through our mother's experience, and then we are born, and we're born in through our mother's body. It's a very biological, physical, sensate experience, and then we are welcomed into the world by the mother and the family. So moon is mother, and it's also our DNA and the family that welcomes us, the family patterns that we start to kind of fit into, and the biological setup that comes from the DNA and the family ancestry, and also our early physical experiences, how we're taken care of, if we're left alone, if we're, fed breast milk or or bottle milk, it all makes a difference to how our biology develops. And the impact of our early caretakers and family of origin impresses us deeply with a sense of identity that becomes who we think we are. These impressions create very subconscious patterning, some defenses based on if we have felt safe or not, if our needs are taken care of or not. Every baby is so different, and it is not always easy for the mother to be able to satisfy all of the needs of the infant for various reasons and the exigencies of life. So there are these defenses and patterns and a kind of reaction base that we take for granted because this is our basic operating system. And it's largely unconscious. We're not always aware of this. It's just who we are. It's just what we do. It's just how we are. So these early influences shape our sense of safety and security in life as we go on, and whether we expect our basic needs to be met or not. How we grow up, the whole social conditioning, the neighborhood we live in, the schools we go to, the nation, the larger nest of our childhood, that too, you know, what kind of a world are we born into? All of this is part of this patterning and these impressions that really shape the possibilities out of which we are born, and the conditioning, we could say, also, that we are subject to, which is all very natural and is part of the setup we need to really learn the lessons in life that we need to learn to be able to fulfill our life path. That's our early setup is basic to that. We are born with a shining essence, and inevitably these influences shape our ego so early on, and we are somewhat separated from that essential self. This is also natural and part of human experience. It creates these patterns that are held in the moon self. Now, the second aspect is the Venus self. Mythically, Venus is the goddess of love and beauty. She's kind of like the girls just want to have fun side, with the quality of enjoying life and appreciating the beauty around us and the people that we love. Venus is our emotional intelligence, our heart intelligence. It's been proven that the heart is the most radiant, a highly energized organ in our whole body and actually feeds information to the brain. So our heart is our most intelligent organ. But often we are in our heads a lot because that's how we learn to be. And we need to learn to trust our hearts. I think of Venus as waking up when we're teenagers, with the hormones and the whole increased awareness of the social context of our lives. It's our sense of self-esteem, how we feel about ourselves, how we love ourselves. It's our values. It's like, what's our favorite color? How do we like to dress ourselves? How do we like to wear our hair? It's that, you know, it's that in terms of self-image, and it's also in terms of what how we choose in our lives. It's a fuller personal expression or essence of who we are. It's beyond the moon base, becoming more aware of ourselves and the emotional quality of our lives. This aspect of the feminine seeks our happiness and satisfaction. It expresses joy and love and gratitude. These are wonderful things to bring into the world. And not all of us find it easy to feel that quality, that self-love. Some of us have doubts about ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. We kind of put ourselves down, and we do this in ways we don't even recognize. So it's a continuing growth through life of expressing this fuller aspect of ourselves, our fuller love nature. And periodically, it's as if that Venus self calls us in and says, hey, we have to have a talk. Let's talk about this. Our life could be better. It can be better, can't it? Are you happy? Are you feeling good about what is going on in your life? Are you feeling loved? Because it's about self-love first. That's the primary relationship in our lives, is with ourselves and maybe then with God. And then we relate to others. Now the third side gets into that relationship with God. This very profound and third essential aspect of our experience is what I call the Lilith self, named for the primordial feminine that was rumored to be the first woman in the Garden of Eden. Yes, and she left because Adam says, hey, I'm in charge here. And she says, no way, Jose. And she goes off and comes back as the woman-headed serpent who gave Eve the apple and says, sweetheart, there are some things you need to know. Now, this is a very complex myth, a very complex and very old story. And this Lilith self is the deep part, the deep desire of our soul for union with the divine, for authentic being. This essential self calls for authenticity and spiritual liberation, communion with the divine. This Lilith self is deeply erotic, full of the juicy life force, and invites us into an intriguing field of inquiry, of questioning, that lures us beyond the comfort level of the moon and even the personal happiness level of our Venus self. This Lilith self taps into our deep, hidden, personal, secret garden of our soul, and also points out where we trip up over our own selves, where we get into our own way because of our self-limitations and our compromise to others or events in life, where we really aren't engaging the true power of our nature. Power is a charged word. And here we are, we amazing women of power, claiming the fullness of our being. That's where the power comes from. We'll trip over our own stuff often enough. We get confounded by the dualities in life and relationships. We tend to accommodate other people before standing our ground, because we've learned to do that. But here we are seeking the freedom to be who we really are. The Lilith self blows our mind to open us to this true being, to get beyond judgments of ourselves or others. To some extent, other people aren't our business. Our business is with ourselves and our true essence. Is this deep, dark chocolate part of your soul calling to you? Yes. The feminine field of being is a dance among these three essential aspects of ourselves. And they're all a part, inherent part of our nature, we can express our fullness most when we recognize these three parts and experience the dance. As this is a unique dance for each of us. And to some extent, it does to follow a kind of developmental sequence. You know, the moon and the family and how we grow up, and then the Venus and love, our love nature, and then our deep spiritual side. But it's not always a sequence like that, one and then the next and then the next. For those of us who have really difficult early lives, sometimes it is that deeper Lilith self that calls early on, like, this isn't working for me. You know, what is life about? And it's almost as if there's a kind of greater, shall we call her a goddess, side of ourselves overshadowing the mother or our early life, or calling us into something different, as if, you know, what is around us is not enough, or what we're looking for, or what is really, really calling to us. Our experience becomes richer, creatively charged by the aliveness of the life force moving through us when we engage all of these three aspects on this feminine path to self-awakening. And of course, these three aspects have very strong repercussions on the relationships we choose. A moon relationship is so much about family. It's about growing kids. It's about homemaking. And it's about that comfort level of finding where we belong with others. It can have a lot to do with our engagement in community as well. Venus is more of an emotional dance with another person, more about the relationship itself, the male and female dance. And that doesn't have to be apart from, or it can still happen with the moon, but it needs to extend into an emotional richness that we find for ourselves, that's not defined by the moon self family patterns. It's where we're coming in more into our own enriched emotional body, we could say, our heart energy. That is a unique expression for each of us. And Lilith relationships really push us over the edge sometimes, because it's a soul-to-soul connection. And that doesn't mean it's going to be easy or fun, or it can even be a little scary, because there's an agreement deep inside to wake each other up. And sometimes that happens in not a very nice way. It pushes us beyond our judgments, beyond sometimes our moral and ethical boundaries, and to a deeper place of our soul that is our true essence. We have to be willing to really let go. So, wow, I know I've given you a lot this time, and we'll be discussing all of these things more in upcoming shows, but I wanted to begin to share with you this very rich material that informs our potentials as women. And there are more than these three aspects of woman, of course. There are many different dimensions and possibilities and potentials that we can express in our lives. But there's something very essential and basic about these three aspects, like the ancient triple goddess, that can help us get a good start because they're universal to our experience. And as I was talking, can you see how men would experience that same emotional development also from the moon background and patterning to a richer emotional experience of the Venus-Mars dance? They were the mythic lovers, you know, women are from Venus, men are from Mars. Not always. I'm sure you know some men who are from Venus and some women who are from Mars. But in general, you know, the Venus-Mars spicy emotional dance. And then the soul calling. These mysterious relationships with people who weave through our lives, or we meet just once and make such an impression, or open us to something we had never considered before, or touch our hearts in a way that we don't understand what this relationship is about or why we aren't getting together, but there's a deep soul connection that is so meaningful that that person stays in our hearts in a very special way. So we'll talk more about all this, and please, most welcome for questions, for feedback, and what would you like to hear more about on Cosmic Inspiration Radio? Thank you for spending time with me today. I welcome your feedback and any special requests for topics of interest to you. You can email me at kelhunter, K-E-L-L Hunter, at earthlink.net, or call 802-456-1078. I'm on Facebook as Kelly Hunter Astromythology. And on my website, you'll find lots of interesting art and articles. The website is www.heliastar.com, H-E-L-I-A-star.com, with archives of all the previous shows, plus information on my books, online classes, and personal consultation and coaching services using your personal cosmic blueprint. Please sign up for my free cosmic news email list for articles on new and full moons, discussing current planetary patterns and what they mean to our lives. We'll continue next time to explore topics relevant to living in harmony with cosmic inspiration on Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m. U.S. Central Time on Amazing Women of Power Radio, powered by Raven International. Music by James Anderson at jamesandersonmusic.com. Remember that you are being guided. Listen to your heart and trust yourself. Shine with the light of your special stars.